Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you got to be unlimited.
I would still do it. I got kids that unlimited. You know,
I got it in person.
You know,
come
on. But you know, we're having fun.
How about a 3-2-1 unlimited for the three of us?
Sure.
Right? 3-2-1 unlimited.
He didn't know they were making fun of him to his face.
Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. He's oblivious.
He loves it. Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you just got to go back to the old Russell Wilson clips.
I don't really get jet lagged too often. You know, I don't really, I've traveled enough to get, you know, kind of get my system down. But for me, I was on the plane the first 2 hours. I was first 2 hours. Probably 8 hours flight here. That's the first 2 hours I was watching the film. Watching all the cut-ups and everything else. Mm-hmm. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, make sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last hour of that, I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest. So
imagine if he was on that plane to Brazil with those Chiefs players. Would have done to him.
They would have tripped him.
Let's ride, baby.
Like, you can't lose that guy.
No.
What's he doing?
Garbage!
I mean, like, was he that way in Seattle and we didn't know about it? Well, or did Seattle?
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was.
No, I mean, yeah, Richard Sherman, all those guys have talked about it. It was a huge problem in the locker room there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just better.
Mr. Unlimited.
He wasn't as good as people thought he was.
Just weird like that, though. Dorky, you know?
People say it's Sierra's fault.
He changed because he met a woman. What guy hasn't?
That's damn right.
Smash.
Why is there a smash there?
I mean, seriously.
You're right. That's like, boom, you're right. Smash.
Yeah. Like what? He changed when he met a woman? Okay. Find me a gentleman who hasn't changed at some point when they met a girl.
Binkley?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Fair point.
Damn, there's an answer to everything, right?
Sometimes. We do this every week on Friday. The last segment of an 8 o'clock hour, we give you our three-leg parlay. We've been close. Travis Kelce ruined it last week.
He did ruin it last week. He ruined it for every, if he makes that one catch, we hit it.
Three for three.
That would have been his catch. That would have been Mahomes' second touchdown. And that would have been at any time because we had what? Travis Kelce over 4.5.
Yep.
He had 4. Yeah. We had Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. That would have been a touchdown.
Right.
And I had Patrick Mahomes, 2 passing touchdowns. Would have hit.
I want to back to Orlovsky for a second when he made that comment about Travis Kelce playing well. I think he's right about that. I think Travis has been fine. If he makes that catch in the end zone, everybody has a completely different impression of Travis Kelce so far this season. He's got 2 touchdowns already. Chiefs are 1-1. They beat the Eagles. Big play. I think people got a totally different impression of Travis Kelce if he makes that catch. But he didn't. And so the impression is what the impression is, you know?
Yeah, he looks more in shape, looks faster.
So the parlay that we have cooked up, you can fade or follow. I suggest you. I am going to follow this one this week.
Yeah, this one looks good.
I did the one first week. Didn't do the one last week. I don't know why. I think I just forgot. Friday was a whirlwind, and Saturday was the last pool day. And anyways, no one cares. But this parlay is a three-leg parlay that has plus 700 tied to it.
Ooh.
So, you know, 10 wins you 60 once you cash out. Or, you know, you could put 2 units on it. You put 20 on there and win 140. But Bob, you have your first leg of the parlay, which is
Kelsey anytime touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah. Every week, let's go.
I mean, hey,
should have three. Should have three.
We should already be in the money for this one. Yes. I should be winning this bet on Spector's wall going away already. Nailed it twice. It's not my fault he had stone hands.
Drew hit one last night for plus 220 with Shakir with a touchdown.
Nice. Yeah.
In a little arrogant way, he goes, I just don't even know why the odds were that high.
Okay. It was a swing pass. He got four. Okay.
You can talk to him. I will.
Yeah,
he's super. He just knew it.
Was that in that group text that I didn't read?
No, that's Kling. So that alone is plus 150. Mac, you're back on the run game?
Let's go. Not Pacheco. He burned me. We're done with that. Kareem Hunt, though, over 26.5 is the line on DraftKings right now. It's minus 114. He had 8 for 31. I think he's getting at least 10 carries. At least 10 carries.
Why is it a negative number like that, though?
It's only 26 yards.
I know, but still, with the way that the Chiefs run the ball, I don't know. I'm just asking because I don't know. You guys are better at this than I am.
He had 8 for 31 last week.
Maybe you're not. You lose all the time.
Yeah. I would love if you went and looked at what the number is for, Saquon Barkley to have 26.5.
See, yeah.
Minus 800?
Yeah. That tells you where the run game is. Minus 114 ain't that far from the plus side.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Even.
It's almost even money, yeah.
So we got Bob at Kelsey anytime. We've got Mac at Kareem Hunt over 26.5 rushing yards. And the final leg that I'll do is Mahomes 240 or more.
Passing or total yards? Passing.
Passing, 240 or more, that's plus 103. So at plus 150, minus 114, and plus 103, that equals out to be a three-leg parlay of plus 700.
And this is why I'm bad at gambling, I guess, because I look at that and I go, the plus money should be Kareem Hunt and the minus money should be Mahomes, right? I don't know. I just feel like it should be the other way around because the Chiefs just don't run the football. But maybe they're looking at it based on what the Giants are defensively and realize you got to run the football against Giants. And if you don't, if Vegas is telling you to run the football, which is essentially what they're doing, you got to get out there and run the football.
I think they're probably reading the tea leaves with Pacheco and Hunt, too. And Hunt had 8 for 31. Pacheco had 10 for 20. And they're like, okay, Kareem Hunt's probably going to get more carries. So I don't know.
And if the Giants are giving up 177.5 per game in two games, you got to think. Because there's a lot of people on the text line that kind of use the analogy of this seems like when the Royals face a pitcher that's never pitched before in the big leagues, goes out there and throws 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Oh, this is a team that gives up a ton of rushing yards. Chiefs will go out there, run the ball 12 times and get 44 yards. It's I hope not.
No, it can't be that way. Then you lose. I think if you do that, you lose the game. I just don't think there's any way you can win the game with an anemic rushing game. Now, I say that we get a defensive score and a special teams touchdown and that kind of stuff. But this may be the day or the week we need that special team score or that touchdown from the defensive side of the football. We talked about it earlier, and Mitch even talked about a 5-sack game or whatever it is. And he said, and those sacks need to matter. They need to be those strip sacks. We talked about that in the 6 o'clock hour. Right. Get those strip sacks. Get that ball going up in the air. Have an offense or a defensive lineman pick it off, and a fat guy rumbles in for a touchdown. We need those type of moments in this game on Sunday. Number one, to ensure a victory, but number two, to get some of that swagger back, too, because there's no swagger left on this team. That's why they need the win. They need it more than anything to get their own swagger back out there on the field. But we need big-time defensive sacks, sacks that really matter. DT sacks. Be Lawrence Taylor out there, man. Those are his old stomping grounds. Go out there, and if you're, George Karloftis, go channel your inner Lawrence Taylor in that game. Come around the edge and bloody that quarterback, man. That guy ain't running.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.